Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
It's a True Glory Football Podcast with your host, Corey Kid Smith.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, I'm here live, Center Grove, at Center Grove. Look, our team going crazy. Going crazy right now. Defense stepping up big time. We're up. You see the score. 8-7 at halftime. Hey, our team, our defense is really making plays out here. We got four stops. Two turnovers. Last turnover, we just had Lee on a almost a pick six. He got caught, but that's all right. We got great, great momentum heading into overtime. Hey, what our team is doing right now is what I predicted our team to do coming in. Make a way for us at the very end of the game. We're going to be right there. We're going to be competing. All right? I'm telling you. I told y'all before, it's no more sweet stuff on the east side. It ain't sweet over here, all right? We're letting them know, if you're going to play us, you better strap up tight and get ready to bang one. We've been banging with these boys all night. And you know what? They already know the Warriors is back on the east side. So, hey, just wait. Just wait. I'm telling you. I got a great feeling about tonight. Can't wait to bring you guys some more. Well, didn't quite go the way we wanted it to. Final score, Center Grove 17, Warriors 8. Came close. Defense had three stops in the second half. We for sure needed two more. Had an opportunity there late in the fourth quarter. If we would have forced them to punt again, give the offense another chance to drive down and get some points, would have got eight, like our goal. Offense struggled. I think we had two interceptions. Yeah, two interceptions. But, you know, growing pains. I said last week with Kyle Niederrip, you know. Center Grove was rolling into the game with a quarterback that they felt good about. And with us, Warren, we just, you know, we had a couple of question marks. And unfortunately, it turned out that way for us. But we did some good things. Some improvements will be made on both sides of the ball, offensive, defense. Bright sides, Eli Slybeck, our kicker, was phenomenal for us. Young stars like Jeremy Finch Jr. was tremendous. Sean Pennington was tremendous. Senior linebacker Lee Alexander was phenomenal. I probably would say he had about 14, 15 tackles on the night, including his interception that he had towards the end of the second quarter. You know, we have a lot of Jordan Barlow as well. Damian Shanklin made some great plays out there on defense. We have a lot of guys out here that are hungry and came out to the game fired up in the first half. And really played out, and really we did a lot of great things that will be improved on, coaches included. They will be improved on. But, hey, I'm glad I was here to cover everything. It's going to be really great. This season, it didn't start out the way we wanted it to, but I'm telling you, things will get better for our team for this season before the end of it. I guarantee you that. So that's just this. And let's see. I know I got some special road up for you guys coming up soon.
All right. I'm back, folks. And here it is, a few days after the game. And I've had my thoughts about everything that went on. And it is really, really interesting where we are. I feel like when I see us, when I look back and think about what I saw on Friday night against Center Grove, I saw some things that were good, and I saw some things that must be improved on, absolutely must be improved on. Top of the list, we have to get things going on offense. plain and simple, we have to get things going on offense. When you look back at the trend we've been on in our last 4 or 5 games, offense just hasn't been producing. Simple as that. You go back to last year's second half against Lawrence North in a game where we were up 21-7, I believe, you know, somewhere around there, and didn't get any points in the second half. Lost that game. Go to Carmel, only score 7. Lose that game. Go on the road against Lawrence Central, only score 7-8 points again. 8 points, yeah. Lose that game. And as a matter of fact, offense didn't score anything. Brian Stevens with the pick 6 scored that game. And you know, we had the single score, Roddy Johnson rushing touchdown on Friday night. And that's far too many games in a row where we've not been productive when we need to be. And our team is so much better than that. So much better than that. I know teams out there that don't have nearly half the talent that we have that score 2-3 touchdowns a game. Easily 2-3 touchdowns a game. But yet, here we are, and 7-8, a school of our size should be able to roll out 3 touchdowns per game. Minimum 3 touchdowns per game. Now I get it if you're going up against a juggernaut, you know, a powerhouse, you know, is going to come out and play good defense. I get that. But what we've done, what we've put out on film in our last 4 games, which happened to be a four game losing streak, which is the longest losing streak we've been on in over 20 years. I want to say it's like 95, 96, somewhere around there. Long before any of our guys on our team were born, I was in elementary school. So we have that going for us, and you know, it's not good when you think about how the points that we have scored or not scored, that's an even worse streak. I want to say that's something, you go back to the 90s again, we have to look it up. You know, we are a program that should routinely roll out 21 plus points per game. Minimum. 3 scores, minimum. We get 3 scores on Friday night, we win. Plain and simple. And I know people will say, well, we had a guy, and now, look, I get it. I miss Tippett badly with this team. I do. He had his reasons. You know, everything didn't work out quite like he wanted, and he made the best choice and decision for himself. I get it. It happens. I've been in college to where teammates have come and gone at the drop of a hat. Sometimes you knew, many times you didn't know what was going on. They just up and left. Transfer, boom, gone, bye. A key guy you think is going to be a player for you ends up going on in a separate way. It happens. It sucks. It happens. But that's life. That's sports, especially. And if you want to be successful, if you want to do things and accomplish your goals, you're going to have those moments where the unexpected happens. But it's up to you to determine how you handle those situations. So now we're in a situation where we have a guy that is ineligible to play for us at the moment, and the only guys that we can rely on are 2 sophomores. First time Warren started a sophomore quarterback since 2001. Regional championship versus Ben Davis, Desmond Tardy as a sophomore. Filled in for injured Corey Gillespie. in the regional championship game against James Banks and Ben Davis. You know, 21 years since that's happened. It's tough, but what I saw from Jewel was guy was giving his all. Much love to him. Much love. Continue. Improve. Don't just hang your head. Oh, man, I threw those picks. Oh, man, we got a punt. Oh, man, we didn't get the first down. Don't do that. You got to keep your poise. You must keep your poise. Things are going to get bad. You're going to throw an interception. You're going to make a bad play. Continue to move on. You have to. Because if you don't, the team doesn't. That's one thing I don't think people understand when playing quarterback. You have to be mellow. You can't be a moody guy. Can't be up and down. You got to be. You got to. You have to. If you want to be successful, you have to. And I've said this on the show many times before. Playing quarterback at Warren Central is very, very special. Some guys can handle it. Other guys can't. Truly, other guys can't. The ones that can handle it very, very well. The Jaden Georges. Jaden, Jeff, and Jeff Senior handled it very well. Dexter Taylor handled it very well. Desmond Tardy, Matt Upshaw handled it all very well. Derek Hart handled it very well. Zach Sumire handled it very well. Guys that go out there know what they have to do and get the job done. They may not have won all the games, but they darn sure made sure that they put themselves and their team in the best position to win. And that's what we have to get from our quarterback. So, Jewel, let's progress. And what I saw overall from the team on offense was, I think, a team that was trying to, in its first game under Coach Gray's offense. So I think what mainly we were trying to do was figure out what all we can do and what all we can't do. Now, unfortunately, it came up against a two-time defending state champion, a team that has won 28 straight, now 29, and like 33 of the last 34 games. I mean, they're on a run that is truly remarkable. True mark, first team in 6A to go back to back, first team to go undefeated back to back in 6A period. Heck, they're really for a 2-year stretch run. I hate saying it, but they've been, I don't want to say dominant, but their 28-game win streak is better than anything that we did in our four-peat years. I think the most games we won straight was 21. If we hadn't lost my senior night, then we're like 36, 38, somewhere around there. But, you know, that happened. So they have a really good streak going on right now. And if we were planning on beating them last Friday night, we had to have played much, much better. Much, much better on all phases of the game. I've talked about offense, special teams. Special teams played really well. Eli Slidebeck, man, I've seen some great punts in my day, some great kickoffs in my day, man. That guy, he definitely showed why he's one of the best kickers, not just in the state, but in the nation. I mean, I haven't seen a guy punt a ball as pretty and nice and high as that. That's a perfect spiral. That's, and I haven't seen a guy punt a ball like that since Jeremy Finch was on the team. So 2006, so almost 16 years ago. That was how great, and it had great distance hang time. They got no return, no return. I was hoping actually they would forget the fair catch and we smoke them, drop the ball and get a turnover, but that didn't happen. But hopefully maybe one game it will. But outside of that, we had guys not paying attention to what was going on in the game. Guys not being ready for sudden change. Guys not being ready when we're calling for punt team. We can't have that. We have to have more awareness. We have to have more awareness. Especially on special teams. Because special teams can be the most important phase of the game. Most important phase of the game can be special teams. Win or lose games on that right there. Easily. Teams have lost championships just off of special teams. Been perfect offensively, defensively, lost the game special teams. Because they don't do the little things, those little things will bite you. And it'll bite you in a moment where you least need it. And defensively, I'm proud of our guys, and I hate making it sound like I am coming away with a moral victory, stuff like that. I hate that. Look, what we did was great. We would have been better, should have been better. And you know, defensively, guys, here's a real funny thing for us, really. On our defensive line, we are starting a senior in DJ Ward. Then we have two sophomores in Damian Shanklin and, oh my God, what is my guy's name? Shanklin and Jordan Barlow. Big Jordan Barlow. And then a freshman in Jeremy Finch Jr. Incredible. Didn't start out, didn't intend to be that way, but it happened. It happened. No, it's Glover. That's the other starting defensive lineman that we have that's a sophomore. Jordan Barlow played exceptionally well. And that's the thing I love about defense. So many guys are so young, so talented. They've already exerted themselves. Not saying we don't have seniors that are playing good ball for us as well, but man, when I see guys like Jordan Barlow and Shanklin terrorizing their offensive line, absolutely terrorizing. I see a young guy like my man, let's go to Sean Pennington, one of the smallest guys on our defense, probably the smallest guy on the defense. Sean Pennington is smaller than I was in high school. The heart he has is incredible. The tenacity he has is incredible. And as a junior out there contributing, making plays, getting two sacks, forcing the fumble, forcing two fumbles, both really I caught is fumble interception. Both takeaways that we had on Friday night were helped in cause by Sean Pennington. Smallest guy on the defense, heart of a lion, true heart of a warrior right there. Lee Alexander played phenomenal, and I think about like, man, why is Lee out there having to make so many plays? But I think about Lee's a four-year starter. Started as a freshman. One of the few players I've seen in this defense start for 4 years. You may get a guy for three. Of course, you got tons of guys that are two-year starters. But four? Come on now. It's unheard of. So, of course, he was out there making a ton of plays. Jordan Barlow with him, making a ton of plays. But we need more. We need more guys to step up. We must have more guys step up. Secondary played well. They got one, two, three passes on us. Didn't really hurt us. The biggest pass they got, we held them to a field goal. I guarantee you, there won't be very many teams in the state of Indiana this year to hold Center Grove to 17 points. I guarantee you that. And the two touchdowns we gave up, we played poorly on the defensive line. I just talked about how talented our defensive line is. Our defensive line has to be much, much better. Coach Clark knows that. Coach Harley, Coach Jones, those guys are going to get those guys ready. Look, what we put out there Friday night was, like I said, it was good, the bad, and the ugly. And what we must do going from last week's game to this week's game is improve on everything across the board. We have to be gap sound. We have to make sure we're aligned correctly, know our assignments, and attack. AAA, one of lethal weapons. Alignment, assignment, attack. We do those things, we give ourselves a chance. We absolutely give ourselves a chance to win that game last Friday night. Well, if you do that in every game, you give yourself a chance to win. So, that's that. So let's move on to the team we have come to play us this upcoming Friday, Detroit King. Detroit Martin Luther King is their full name. One of the winningest schools in all of Detroit metro area. And when I say they're talented, my God. And if you were around in those years where we faced teams like East St. Louis, either in the 2005 game, which you can go and watch on the channel. Make sure you click and subscribe as well. You got a lot of great content coming your way. But go and look at the 2005 Warren Central versus East St. Louis game that I have on the channel. And you'll see it was a track meet up and down the field. Boom, 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 boom. Making tons of great plays. They had a lot of athletes. And I feel like Detroit King, MLK, I'm just going to call him King. From now on, I'm just going to call him King. I'm not going to say Detroit King. King is a school that's sort of like that. They have quite possibly the best quarterback I've ever seen us going up against since, Reese Taylor, possibly, Trey Roberson, James Banks. Those three quarterbacks right there, when I think of quarterbacks that have given us absolute fits and just been a terror, is him. Now, here's the thing. Those guys move around with their legs, make great passes as well. All of them Mr. Football winners. But this guy's different. Watching his highlight, and I'll post a link to a highlight of his. I'm not going to put anybody got time for that to put video in here with it. Every passing play from last year, Jesus, granted it's a highlight, but man, there's not a pass he can't complete, and there ain't a pass he ain't afraid to try and throw. He puts it right there. Rated the number two overall quarterback by most high school rankings, Dante Morris. Matter of fact, SportsIllustrated.com just rated him the number one overall quarterback, which would probably make him number one overall prospect in all of high school football. Committed to go to Oregon. I mean, the man is more highly recruited or highly ranked than Arch Manning, nephew to Peyton and Eli Manning, that's committed to go and play football at Texas. And I sit here and watch this film, and he throws BBs all over the place. Boom, 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 right down the sideline. Boom, hit the hash. Boom, end zone. It was, I watched a 3 minute highlight, then I watched an 8 minute highlight that was, it was incredible. And luckily, most of the guys in the highlight that's from their season last year were seniors and they are not on the team. But they still have talent. They still have talent. But let me, you know, there's some stats I found on him or some stuff like that. Mr. Football winner last year in the state of Michigan. In some states, you know, Indiana, you have to be a senior. Other states, there's no requirement. Any grade level can win. So he won it last year as a junior, passed over 3,000 yards, over 40 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. They went 13-1 last year, and the one game they lost was to Carmel. The one game they lost last year was to Carmel, and they lost that game on a Hail Mary. He threw what should have been the game-winning touchdown with like a minute left to go in the game. They lost like 42-40. Only game they lost all year last year. I think he had like 4 or 5 touchdowns passing in that game. State championship game, they won. He had like 200 something yards passing. Only game I think that he didn't have last year where he didn't have only game last year that he did not have a passing touchdown was the state championship game last year. So he can be held. But, you know, other guys stepped up. And they have, like I said, they have other great guys on their team as well. Offensive lineman Jonathan Slack committed to play at Michigan State. Okay, last year he had 50 pancakes. He was eating. Protect the quarterback. Then they have a running back that's coming back. Sterling Anderson has a few offers. Offer from Eastern Kentucky is probably his biggest one at the moment. Then you go and got a tight end. Guy that plays tight end, linebacker, and defensive line for him, Kenny Merriweather. He's committed to play at the University of Iowa. Okay, another talented guy. Then you go back and look at their defense. Guys committed to play Eastern Michigan defensive lineman, and then another DB that has not, he's not committed anywhere yet, just yet, but he has offers from Purdue, Tennessee, Illinois, West Virginia, and just about every MAC school there is. Little birdies told me this dude right here is the real deal. Sound, great feet, great hands, plays ball well. Once again, this team is talented. And they're well coached. Their head coach, Tyrone Spencer, been there, I think this is going to be his 7th year at the school. So won 4 state titles. 65-14 state record, and he's a head track coach. So he teaches his guys speed. And that's another thing. We gotta get more of our guys. This is, I know this does absolutely nothing for us right now. Does absolutely nothing for us right now for this season. We gotta get more guys running track. Gotta get more guys running and competing in track. More 2-sport, 3-sport athletes. I've said this before and I'll say it again. We have to get more of our guys playing in other sports. Because when Warren is best is when we have guys that are competing in other sports, track especially. I've said this before, you can go back, look through some of my past episodes. When Warren Central is best is when we are playing with guys that are multi-sport athletes. Each and every time. Each and every time. So that's my thoughts. They are the Crusaders. Same color as us, black and gold. They remind me more of a Tech, Broad Ripple type school, but except they're properly run and supported. Well coached, superior team, great athletes. From what I saw, rankings nationally, they're like in the 30s, 34, I think was the highest I'd seen them at. Center Grove was top 50, 43 was the ranking I had seen them at, the highest. It's funny, first two games of the season, you face the two-time defending state champion in Indiana, then you have the defending state champ with the number one rated quarterback in the country from Michigan coming to you. Yeah, great job. But I say all I say is, I love the challenge. I love the possibility of seeing our guys do something that they haven't done before. Like I said, we are in a very crucial time, a turning point, mind you, is what I feel like. We have the ability to turn everything around right here, right now, with this one game. We're on a four-game losing streak. Not something I like saying. Not something I ever thought I would have to say. But it's the truth. We're on a four-game losing streak. By all accounts, we're not expected to win this game. Most people expect us to go from four games to five games. Now, they expect us to pick it up after that. But most people expect us to, come out here, do what we can, and we're probably going to get rolled by 20 points or more. That is not what I expect us to do. I expect us to go out there and really, truthfully, play Warren Central football. The same football I saw us play time in and time again, week in and week out, when I first started this show in 2018. That's the kind of football I expect to see us play. Championship level football is what I expect us to bring out this Friday night. That's what I expect. And it all starts with taking care of little things. What have you been doing during the week, guys? Have you been paying attention to your coaches? Have you been studying film? Have you been looking at your keys? Looking at your assignments, your tip sheets coaches have been giving you? Coaches, we must be better as well. Got to coach them up better. We have to be better in all phases, in all aspects. If you expect your players to be better, you have to be better. Be the adult in the room. You got to take care of the little things. That's what Coach Kirshner preaches so much. You must take care of the little things. And like I said, when I watch our game this past Friday night against Center Grove, we were there. Had to lead at halftime. You saw it. 8-7. We get 0 points in the second half. 0 points. That is unacceptable. Too many times has that happened in the last 2-3 years. Granted, that all wasn't Coach Kirshner's fault, but that's been a sad trend I've seen here too many times. Far too many times. We must be better. We have to be better. Everybody out there before the game was emotional. I get it. You're playing for your teammate that's not here. I get it. I truly get it. But you can't go out there and be too emotional and not focus on what matters the most. Because then you get into your head and you start, oh, man. You understand how? You start doing that. Start hanging your head. And when you start hanging your head, guess what? You start getting points hang up on you. We can't have that. We cannot have that. We must be better. Must be better. Now, if I come back here and I say, man, I love the direction that we went on last Friday night against King, even though it came in a loss, if it's something where respectable, I'm fine with that. But if I come back here and it's anything but, not going to be happy once again. Not going to be happy once again. But it is, you know, these things happen. So I just want to know, what are we going to do? Are we going to be the team that goes out there and flips a switch, turns the corner, finally, and starts playing to our potential? We shall see. We shall see. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. Make sure to click that like, hit subscribe, share this with all your friends, share this with the Warrior Greats out there. I'm telling you, we're doing some great things this season that I want you all to make sure you tuned in each and every week to watch. And with that, just watched and listened to another great episode of True Warrior Football. Warrior Band, take us away.